Hello, my name is Jonah Free with your Daily Nerd Devo. Today we are going to learn about flowers. In Song of Solomon, Solomon's bride, the Shulamite, praises his arrangement of their bridal chamber. She exclaims, "Our bed is lush with foliage. The beams of our house are cedars, and our rafters are cypresses. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys." The rose of Sharon's identity is uncertain. It seems to have been some kind of bolt flower, something it might be a narcissus of the daffodil family. The other flower she mentions is the lily of the valley. It is probably not our lily of the valley, according to biblical plant scholars, but the iris. Both daffodils and irises can fill whole valleys, covering them with fragrant blue and yellow blooms. A valley filled with flowers is awe-inspiring. That's probably why the iris fields are sometimes featured in the anime. Irises were extensively bred and planted in Japan's Edo period. From 1603 to 1867 AD, the resulting iris fields have inspired much Japanese poetry, painting, drawing, and television. Now, if you can't travel to Japan, you can experience the glory of these fields for yourself through anime, including shows such as Violet Evergarden, Fruits Basket, and Romeo x Juliet. Before we continue, I encourage you to pause and look up Iris Field right now. I'll still be here. Now that we can all imagine those flowers, let's return to the Shulamite's description. In some translations, the Shulamite says her bed is green. I prefer the foliage translation, which means her bed is covered with lovely plants. In our culture, we might prepare beds with a covering of rose petals. Solomon might have chosen daffodils and lilies. I can almost see the lady falling into her soft bed full of fragrant flowers. And she declares that she, also, is a lily of the valley. It's really a humble statement. She knows she's beautiful, but not more beautiful than all the other surrounding flowers, the women in Solomon's entourage. And Solomon understands. He's very wise, and I imagine that helped him understand all those women. He responds, "Like a lily among thorns, so is my darling among the young women." He reassures her that, right now, all the other pretty girls in his palace are nothing more to him than thorns. Her beauty is all he can see. I'm not saying that having all those ladies was a good thing. God later rebuked Solomon and tore the kingdom away from his son as a result of marrying these women. But I think we can take away a deeper understanding of God and Jesus from Solomon's words. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you, like the Shulamite, have been made a bride of the King. Guys and girls alike are described in the Bible as the bride of Christ. You are promised to marry the King of Kings despite your humble origins. You have been given the Holy Spirit as a promise of his coming for you, like a spiritual engagement ring. And he has promised to return to earth and take you to live with him forever in his kingdom. It's easy to become discouraged while we're waiting for Christ. You may feel no more desirable than all the others around you. When that happens to me, I start falling into envy. I sometimes wonder, why did so-and-so receive that spiritual gift I don't have? Or that loving relationship? Or that cool job? Why do others in the church seem more anointed while I'm stuck here as plain old me? I feel a pang of doubt. Does God prefer some in his church more than me? Has he forgotten me? Am I too ordinary for God? Am I a broken stalk of a flower who has failed Yahweh too many times to be loved? Does the Lord favor me less? The answer to all these questions is no. The scriptures teach us that Jesus is God's perfect love incarnate. He does not discriminate. His love does not change. He sees you right where you are. He wants to pluck you out of the wide field of flowers and hold you tight to his chest, today and always. And as a perfect lover, Jesus will never give you up. He will never let you down. He will never run around and desert you. So today, fix your eyes on Jesus. His eyes are completely on you. And like the iris, you are his perfect design. And like the iris, you are created for God's glory. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Jonah Free with Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, the lover of your soul is coming back very, very soon.